Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I wanted to give you the lay of the land as we head into Thanksgiving tomorrow. And, you know, all the college football games this week, even on Turkey Day, Black Friday, Saturday is unbelievable. And I wanted to give you Pain Day Sunday as well. I'm not going to be on Coast to Coast Thursday or Friday. I'll be back on In-Game Live All Access on both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at 12 to 4 East. Sunday at 1 to 4 East. All of that on Sports Grid TV, obviously. You can search Sports Grid on your smart TV. You can even watch on the Sports Grid app. We're on Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, and YouTube TV, and Sirius Channel 159. But here's the games as they play out. On Farrell's Giving, tomorrow, holiday, you got the Egg Bowl in Oxford, Mississippi, at the Grove, Ole Miss hosting Mississippi State. The Bulldogs are 7-4, 3-4 in the SEC, and the Rebels, hottie-totty style, are 8-3 and 4-3 for Lane Kiffin in conference. Ole Miss laying 2.5, 59 is the number. Rodgers, the Bulldog quarterback, has been unbelievable. 3,474 yards and 32 touchdowns to lead Mississippi State's air raid offense. Black Friday, here's how it looks. Number 21, Tulane, at number 25, Cincinnati, at Nippert Stadium in the Queen City. The Bearcats are laying 2, 46.5 is the number. Cincy's 9-2, 6-1 in the American. Same numbers for the Wave. I love the kid, Pratt, the quarterback of the Wave, 20 touchdowns on the season. Their running back, Spears, he's 4 yards shy of 1,000. He's got 12 touchdowns on the season. That's going to be a massive game on Friday. Also, that one's at noon, by the way, on ABC. 3:30 on ABC. After that one, you got NC State and North Carolina at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. North Carolina coming off an embarrassing loss to Georgia Tech. They're 9-2, 6-1 in the ACC. They're playing in the title game against Clemson, even though they lost to Georgia Tech. NC State comes in 7-4, 3-4 in the ACC. The Heels are 9-2, 6-1. As I said, they're laying 6.5. 56 is the total. May's thrown for over 3,600 yards and 34 touchdowns. He's run for almost 600 yards and 5 touchdowns. Also, 4:30 on Fox, you got number 16 UCLA against Cal. This one's at Memorial Stadium in Berkeley. UCLA laying 10, 60 and a hook is the number. Plummer has thrown for over 2,000 yards, 17 touchdowns for Cal. And Charbonnet, the great UCLA back, over 1,200 yards and 13 touchdowns for the Bruins. They're coming off the loss to USC last weekend. 7:30 on ABC, Florida and Florida State at Doak Campbell in Tallahassee. The Noles are ranked 19th. They're 8-3. They're laying 9.5, 58's the number, to the Gators, who are 6-5. Your boy Travis, 21 touchdowns and over 2,500 yards for the Noles this year. So those are your four Black Friday games. Now let's look at Saturday's impressive slate. 7:30 under the lights on ABC at the Coliseum in La 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 Lipstick City. It's number 18 Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, 8-3, taking on number 7 USC. They're 10-1, the Trojans. Lincoln Riley's got them rolling. They beat the Bruins. Now they're laying 5.5 to the Irish. 64.5 is the number. Caleb Williams, over 3,400 yards and 33 touchdowns on the year for the Trojans. At noon on ESPN, Georgia Tech, I'm a rambling rag with Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. Hell of an engineer, and I drink my whiskey clear. Taking on number one Georgia, the top-ranked Bulldogs, 11-0. Georgia laying 35 and a hook. 49 is the number. Your boy Stetson Bennett is a 3,000-yard thrower, 14 touchdowns on the season for the top-ranked Dogs. But the game of the day is at noon on Fox from the Shoe, Ohio Stadium in Columbus, Ohio. Dot the I. It's number 3 Michigan against number 2 Ohio State for the world. They're both 11-0. They're both 8-0 in the Big Ten. The Buckeyes are laying 7.5. 57 is the number. C.J. Stroud has thrown for almost 3,000 yards, 35 touchdowns. Blake Corum for the Wolverines, over 1,400 yards rushing and 18 touchdowns. Let's dance. The Wolverines of Jim Harbaugh against Ryan Day's Buckeyes in Ohio. What could be better than that on Saturday? Absolutely nothing can be better than that. Although there are a lot of other games. At noon, South Carolina and Clemson at Memorial Stadium in Death Valley at Clemson. The Tigers are laying 14.5. 52 is the number. Clemson ranked 9th. They're 10-1. Spencer Rattler, how about last week? The big upset of Tennessee. He's thrown for over 2,400 yards and 14 touchdowns. Also at noon, West Virginia and Oklahoma State at Boone Pickens in Stillwater. The Cowboys are ranked 22nd, 7-4, 4-4 in the Big 12. West Virginia sucks. They're 2-6 in conference. Oak State laying 8.5. 64 is the number. Spencer Sanders has thrown for 2,600 plus and 17 TDs. Auburn and Alabama in the Iron Bowl in Tuscaloosa at Bryant-Denny Stadium. The Tide are laying 22-49 is the number. Auburn's 5-6, 2-5 in conference. The Tide 9-2, 5-2 in the conference. Oregon and Oregon State. This one's going to be massive in Corvallis. The winner goes to the Pac-12 title game. Oregon 9-2, 7-1 in the Pac-12. The Beavs are 8-3, 5-3 in the Pac-12. Oregon laying 358, the number. Bo Nix, over 3,000 yards and 25 touchdowns for the Ducks. Iowa State and TCU at Carter Stadium in Fort Worth. The Frogs are ranked 4th. The Frogs are 11-0, 8-0 in the Big 12. The Frogs, if they win, are going to the college football playoff. TCU's laying 10, 47.5 is the number. Deckers, the Iowa State quarterback's thrown for almost 3,000 yards and 18 touchdowns. TCU's been unbelievable. How about that win last week on a last-second field goal at Baylor in Waco? 4 o'clock, Utah and Rado at Folsom Field in Boulder. The Utes are 8-3, 6-2, but they lost to the Ducks. Their season's over. It doesn't even matter. And Colorado's flat out hairdryer city. They're 1-10. Utah laying 29.5. 52 is the number. Michigan State at 4 o'clock at Beaver Stadium at Penn State. The Lions are ranked 11th, 9-2, 6-2 at the Big Ten. Sparty's 3-5 at the Big Ten. Penn State laying 18. 52.5 is the number. At 7 o'clock, under the lights at Kyle Field and College Station, A&M 1-6, dismal in the SEC, taking on number 6 LSU. They're 9-2, 6-1 in the SEC. LSU laying 10 at A&M. 47 and a hook is the number. Daniels has thrown for 2,300 plus and 15 TDs for Brian Kelly's Tigers. Number 20 UCF at South Florida. They're playing it at Raymond James in Tampa. UCF laying 19.5, 69 the number. I'm done with UCF after they piked against Navy. Screw them. 7:30 East. Number 5 Tennessee at Vandy. The Vol season ended at South Carolina, so who cares? Tennessee laying 14, 64.5 is the number. At 8 o'clock on Fox, Kansas and Kansas State at Bill Snyder Stadium in Manhattan. KSU laying 12, 62.5 the number. The Wildcats, 8-3, 6-2 in the Big 12. The Jayhawks, 3-5 in the Big 12. And finally, at 10:30 East, Washington and Washington State in Pullman. The Huskies are ranked 17th, 9-2, 6-2 in the Pac-12. The Washington State Cougs, 7-4, 4-4 in the Pac-12. The Huskies are laying 2, 61 is the number. So now let's look at the Pain Day NFL slate for Turkey Day. It starts with the Bills and Lions at Ford Field. Buffalo laying 9.5. 54 is the number. The Bills are 7-3. 3-2 away. The Lions have won 3 in a row. They're 4-6. 2-3 at home in Detroit, Rock City. Can the Lions hang with the Bills on Turkey Day? We'll find out. At 4:30 on Fox, the G-Man, Big Blue are going down to Jerry's World in Arlington at AT&T to take on the 7-3 Cowboys, who are 4-1 at home. Dallas laying 9 to the 7-3 Giants, who are 3-1 on the streets. Daniel Jones, almost 2,000 yards, 9 touchdowns. Barkley's at 953 yards and 6 touchdowns. The night game is at U.S. Bank in Minneapolis. Pats, Vikings, Minnesota laying 2.5. After their humiliating loss to the Cowboys at home, they lost their first home game. They're 4-1 at U.S. Bank, 8-2 overall. Pats 6-4, 3-2 away. So a triple header on Turkey Day. And then on Sunday, the Bucks and Browns in Cleveland. Tampa laying 3.5, 43 is the number. Bengals and Titans in Nissan, Smashville, the site. Cincy laying 1.5 as the road favorite over the Titans, who are 3-1 at home. 42.5's the number. Texans and Dolphins at Hard Rock in Miami. The Dolphins are laying 13. 46 is the number. Bears, Jets at Snoopy and East Rutherford. Jets laying 4.5. 41 the number. The Falcons and Commanders at the Dump in Landover. Washington laying 4. 42 is the number. Broncos and Panthers at Bank of America in Charlotte. Denver laying 2.5, 36 is the number. Ravens, Jags, and Jacks. Baltimore laying 4 on the road, 43.5 is the number. Chargers at the Cardinals in Glendale in the desert, no line yet. Raiders, Seahawks in Seattle. Seattle's laying 3.5, 47.5 is the number. The Seahawks are 3-1 at home. The Raiders 1-5 away. Rams and Chiefs at Arrowhead. Kansas City laying 14.5, 44 is the number. Saints and Niners in Santa Clara. That one out in Cali. The night game is Packers and Eagles on Sunday night. Philly laying 7, 46.5 the number at the Link in Philadelphia. And the Monday Nighter Steelers Colts. I'll be at Lucas Oil in Indianapolis for that one.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these. But did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.